Bonsoir et bienvenue à I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker, numéro 34. Numéro 34, c'est jeudi, c'est live. And we start the show with another sad song. Sad for us because the man is singing is C'est mort, Il mort, David Bowie, the Jean Genie. Allez, on y va!
Small Jean Genie snuck off through the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Get back on. Jean Genie lives on his back. And Jean Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. But Jean Genie, let yourself go. Smiles like a reptile. She love him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, won't let go of his hand. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie.
Jean Genie by David Bowie, sadly no longer with us. But as we say in en anglais, the king is dead, long live the king. Is that the le roi est mort? Long vie le roi?
C'est ça, c'est le roi est mort, longue vie au roi.
Say again?
Le roi est mort, Longue vie au roi.
Ah, longue vie au roi.
Voilà.
Ah, okay. Okay, I had to get you to say it slower there so that the many English people who are listening to this to learn French get a chance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
It's only fair, isn't it, really? It's only fair. That's David Bowie with the Gene Genie from his... well, it was released as a single in 1972, the B-side being Ziggy Stardust. And in April 1973, it was released again on the Aladdin Sane album. The Aladdin Sane album is one of my... Well, I was 13 when it came out, and it was just one of my... favorite things ever, because it was so rock and roll. And we've got another track from Aladdin Sane later in the show. And now to somebody else who's kind of rock and roll in my eyes, a very good example of an English rock and roller is Elvis Costello with a song from 1978. This is Pump It Up. Elvis, very good stuff, Elvis. Donc, nous sommes ici, live, sur Radio Versevier, 88.6 FM. And our next song. I don't know where I found this next song, or actually where I found this next singer. Mississippi Fred McDowell was born in Rossville, Tennessee, many, many, many moons ago, many moons ago. And... the first song, I heard it on a film the other night. I was watching a film. I can't remember the song, but I looked him up and I found this song, which is You Gotta Move, which was covered by the Rolling Stones on their 1970 album Sticky Fingers. And the Stones obviously liked the song. Mr. Mississippi Fred McDowell probably made some money out of the Rolling Stones doing it, so that's a good thing. And he was quite flattered by them doing it as well. This is him with You Gotta Move. Thank you.
You got to move. You got to move. You got to move, child. You got to move. But when they law, get ready. You got to move. You may be high, you may be low, you may be rich, you may be poor, but when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. You see that woman that walked the street. You see that policeman out on his beat. But when in love, get ready, you got to move. You got to move, you got to move, you got to move, child, you got to move. But when and all, get ready, you got to
stuff. Mississippi Fred McDowell there. I'll play some more from him on another show in the future. It's nice to play some of the old blues boys, as Kevin was saying during the song, just sitting there in front of a microphone playing. You can hear his foot tapping just as the record goes along. I've also got to mention, talking of Kevin, that you know, as a lot of you will know, he's not working for Radio Vassivière anymore. He's coming in to do the show with me when he can get here, which I'm very happy about, because he is mon ami on the other side of the glass there, my mon producer. But I have to mention that since he's, you know, he's not working here, sometimes he looked quite tired when he was doing the show before, and tonight he looks really fresh and young, and his hair, I mean, he's been using L'Oreal, and he's been washing his hair with like some really expensive shampoo. It's really fluffy. You understand fluffy, Kevin?
Not really, but I tried to understand.
Yeah. Yes. Massive hair.
Yeah.
Like the girls in the adverts on the television. Okay. Like them. Yeah, he looks really pretty. Anyway, we're not waiting for Kevin. We're waiting for Mary, because Mary is obviously somebody that's quite important to Pierre Ubu, the singer from Pierre Ubu, who I should know his name, but I don't. But anyway, the singer from Pierre Ubu is singing about waiting for Mary.
We'll be right back.
That's Waiting for Mary, Pierre Ubu. The group's name is a reference to Ubu Roy. Ubu Roy. It's a play by
Ubu Roy, ouais.
Oui, play by French writer Alfred Jarry.
Yes.
I don't
King
know.
Ubu.
King Ubu, oui. Yeah, I know nothing about it. You know anything about it?
Yes, yes, it's absurd. It's something absurd and and funny. It's
okay, so it's a comedy.
Yes, and it's a little bit crazy.
Yeah, yeah, maybe a bit surreal.
What?
It's surreal.
Surreal?
Surreal?
Surreal.
Mm. A bit kind of hyper-real, not really real.
Yeah, not really real, but...
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Weird, just weird.
Yeah, weird.
Okay,
yeah,
weird. Real. A bit like real. Us, really, yes. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. It would have to be surreal or weird for Pierre Ubu to choose it as a name, because they're surreal and weird. Then moving on to something normal now. Maybe not normal. Blondie, everybody's favourite Blondie. Although, having said that, knowing that my wife Emma, who is also blonde, is listening, I'll probably say she's my second favourite Blondie. Debbie Harry, my second favourite Blondie. This is for Mike, if you're listening, Mike. Mike and Eve, he says it's his favourite Blondie song ever. And I think also it might be Kevin's favourite Blondie song.
Yes.
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 Good. This is Heart of Glass.
Yes.
that's enough of that. We're destroying the studio here. We're being very punk. At least I'm being very punk. I'm kicking headphones and stuff.
The studio is on fire.
On fire. Yeah, I like the bit in that where she says, she starts off by saying, once had a love, it had a heart of glass. But then a bit later in the song, she says, once had a love, it was a pain in the arse. So I quite like the little play on words, a pain in the arse.
I understand.
Yes, we've all had relationships that were a bit of a pain in the arse, I'm sure. Now, something completely different. Shostakovich. I can't really believe I'm playing this, but I was talking with Emma, my wife, about protest music in general. And it turns out that this symphony, Symphony number 7, written by Shostakovich, was written during the siege of Leningrad back in 1941. He not only wrote Symphony number 7, which is basically about the Nazis not winning, they're not going to win. He also worked for the fire service in Leningrad, making sure that the buildings weren't burnt when they were getting bombed. So, well done, Shostakovich. Very good stuff. This is him.
Thank you.
which one? I wish I was a punk rocker. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker. Rodolph's in here now. He's come to tell me off because I'm breaking things. Am I a bad boy, Rodolph? He's nodding. He says, I'm a very bad boy. Anyway, not as bad as James Brown. James Brown was bad. He was really bad. And he didn't pay his musicians. So they had to form a new band called the JBs. This is them from 1972 with a song titled after what Rodolph is wearing at this moment. It's very strange. Hot pants. The JBs. Rodolph's only just left the studio. That whole song has just disappeared. Rodolph's just left the studio. He was telling me all about sex. He says that he knows everything about everything. I think he knows everything about everything, but I'm not sure he knows everything about sex. He maybe do a show about it at some point and tell you all about it as well. Anyway, we only had three minutes for him to tell me about it because that was how long that song was. And now on to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. This is a song called Red Right Hand. And it's the phrase comes from a line in a John Milton poem, Paradise Lost, which, do you know that poem here, Paradise Lost?
No, but there is a band called the Paradise Lost.
Okay, it's probably named after the poem.
Yeah.
It's quite a famous poem, I believe. And it means the vengeful hand of God. Now, personally, I don't believe that God, if it exists in the form that we think of it, as in a conscious being, I don't think he, she is vengeful. But John Milton did, and this is the song by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds called Red Right Hand.
A little walk to the edge of town and go across the track where the viaduct looms.
chips and crackers, where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Wrap you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy. He'll rekindle all the dreams that took you a lifetime to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. You don't owe no money, get you some. You don't have no car, get you one. Self-respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
Cave and the Bad Seeds with Red Right Hand. And now we have another Yank, another American coming up. Now, I was going to play this on the last show.
On the last show, yes. Yeah, yeah. Do you remember?
I do, and I binned it. I said, no, actually, I don't want to play that anymore. This is Rocky Mountain Way by Joe Walsh from an album called The Smoker You Drink, The Player You Get. I'm not sure what that means. And you'll recognise the guitar style. If you haven't heard of Joe Walsh before, you'll recognise the guitar style from mid-70s Hotel California era Eagles. And when I was 13 years old, I didn't really know anything about Joe Walsh. I had some older hippie friends of my mum's who were listening to Joe Walsh. And I just thought this guitar sound was like, it was rebellion to me. This guitar sound and this kind of heavy blues sound was just like telling the world you were going to do it your way. So this is Joe Walsh doing it his way with Rocky Mountain Way. We'll be right back. bit of the very hippie Joe Walsh, hippie blue punk. That's what I call it, hippie blues punk. Me and Kevin were headbanging. You understand headbanging in France?
Yes.
Kevin's still got enough hair to do it. I don't have enough hair. Mind you, as I mentioned earlier, Kevin's hair is a bit too clean for that kind of thing. Because
yes,
I washed it today.
After three headbanging, it's less clean.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Yeah, it does look less clean now, yeah. Looks more messy and a good bit of headbanging. Yeah, nice. Okay, Patti Smith now. Now, Patti Smith had some death in her family back in 1994. Patti Smith's husband died, and so did his brother, Todd, and their piano player, Richard Soul. So it was kind of a very busy year in the death world for Patti Smith. She tried to recover from these events, from those events, by coming back to New York, going back to New York to live there, and was advised by her friends, Michael Stipe from R.E.M. Oh, how the rich and famous have big friends. Michael Stipe from R.E.M. advised her, as did the beat poet Allen Ginsberg, to get back into recording and performing live, which she did. And this is the title track from her 1996 album, Gone Again. Smith, brilliant, love that track. Gone Again from the album of the same name, 1996. Kevin's just been telling me that her husband, Fred Sonic Smith, was the guitar player in MC5. We shall play some of them next time round. Yes, we will. And now, The Clash. I hear you calling for the Clash. So we have some Clash. This is a song I've been resisting playing on the show for a while because I love it, but it's been on, yeah, it's on RTL Dirt and BBC Radio 2, and every effing radio station in the world plays this song. But it's a good song. So
yes, you're right.
You know, it's got to be played at some point. I did look it up and I discovered that it's about the relationship, about the explosive relationship between Mick Jones and Ellen Foley. You know who Ellen Foley is?
No.
She was an actress. She is an actress. And she was the backing singer for Meatloaf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I saw her.
You saw her, yeah.
In a clip, in the video clip with Meatloaf. Okay.
That's right, yeah. Because I understand from the video clip why Mick Jones liked her.
Yes.
I understand. But it shows that even Mick Jones of the Clash was tempted by the rock and roll lifestyle. He became a star and he got a pretty girlfriend who was also in the business. He could have just stayed going out with my sister. Could have stayed doing that. But he didn't anyway. So this is the Clash with Should I Stay or Should I Go?
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, they molest me.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless, you got me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Clash, yes, very good stuff. Had to play it one time. Me and Kevin whooping along. Woo! In trouble. Singing along to that one. So, it's the end of the show. Again. Very sadly. And we have to finish with, of course, the Thin White Duke. Do you call him that here?
Yes.
The Thin White Duke, David Bowie. Yeah.
The Thin White Duke.
Yes, the Thin White
Duke. Le Mince Duc Blanc.
Say again.
The mouse, Duke Blanc, Thin White Duke.
Okay, that's cool. The mouse, like a mouse?
Mouse, like thin.
How do you say it?
Mince. M-E-N-T-E.
Mince. Mince Blanc du. Okay. I'm not going to say that ever again now. Originally written for Mott the Hoople, this was supposed to be their follow-up single for after the All the Young Dudes, but they didn't want it, so he did it himself. It ended up on Lad Insane and also became a big hit for him in 1973. So on that note, I wish you a bonne semaine, and I look forward to being a bonne de semaine. I look forward to being with you again in 2 weeks. From me and Kevin, au revoir. We leave you with David Bowie and Drive In Saturday.
Let me put my arms around your head. Gee, it's hot, let's go to bed. Don't forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, babe, it'll be alright. Pour me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book, we can meet up alone. Try to get it on like once before. When people stared in Jagger's eyes and score, like the video films we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and asked to stay. She'd sigh. It's a crash course for the ravers. It's a drive-in Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation amid this fallout saturation, cursing at the astronaut that stands in steel by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, Euro supply for aging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once it raged, the sea that raged no more. Like the video films he saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and asked to stay. And she sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for